Every year, Chesapeake Bay watermen toss about 600,000 traps overboard to catch one of our favorite delicacies, the blue crab. But inevitably, some of those traps called crab pots disappear. They become ghost pots that kill millions of crabs and other marine species trapped inside. Watermen used to spend winters searching for those pots, but federal funds to pay for the project dried up. So scientists are looking at other ways to deal with the problem. Pamela D'Angelo reports for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Daniel Knott is a newcomer to Virginia's crabbing industry. After 22 years as a helicopter pilot in the Army, he decided to return to the waters where he once worked with his grandfather. This fall, after putting out 50 crab pots, he returned to find only 25.
So some of those were probably lost due to storms and getting rolled around and losing the buoy or something, or boats coming through and cutting your lines, by accident or, on purpose. You just don't know. Because there is some territorial aspects of it as well. I'm the new guy on the block, so I have to earn my rite of passage there.
Knott has a total of 200 crab pots. Some are covered with vinyl to extend their life in the salty bay. But if one of them goes missing, it becomes a death trap where captured marine life die, attracting other animals. The cycle can go on for years.
If I were to lose my buoy off of it, this pot is going to sit at the bottom of the bay and catch crab, turtle, fish, everything, until it completely deteriorates and falls apart.
There are about 145,000 derelict crab pots bay-wide. Some 58,000 are lost in Maryland and 87,000 in Virginia. Lay them end to end and they'd stretch 53 miles. That's from Havre de Grace to Tilghman Island in Maryland, or from the mouth of the Potomac River to the mouth of the bay in Virginia. Over the past 10 years, NOAA has been awarding grants to remove derelict fishing gear. States pay watermen to locate and remove pots during the winter. In Virginia, where dredging for hibernating crabs in the winter is no longer allowed, that meant some work for watermen like Richard Green.
I was a little skeptical in the beginning. I just thought it was just a free-for-all, a giveaway, just something to do, give us up, keep us quiet, that type of thing. But I've seen good come out of it. I've seen, we start getting some of the pots up, and they started figuring out how many crabs you could have saved, It kind of kept us going through the winter month.
The Virginia Institute of Marine Science says over 6 years, removal of the so-called ghost pots increased bay-wide crab harvests, adding $33.5 million to the industry. Now, VIMS is working on other solutions, like preventing buoy lines for crab pots from being accidentally cut in areas heavily used by both commercial and recreational boaters. Donna Bilkovic, a scientist with VIMS, says continued prevention and removal efforts will end the ghost fishery that is competing with the active fishery.
One other thing is some type of biodegradable escape panel, so if a pot is lost, that will go away and any animals captured can then get out of the pot.
Daniel Knott has already installed the panels on his pots.
To me, it's just my way of doing a little bit, kind of like Dr. Seuss, the Lorax. Just do a little bit and every little bit will count.
You can read more about ghost pots and the effects of other derelict fishing gear on marine life in the Chesapeake Bay on our website. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, is funded by the participating stations with grant support from the Clayton Baker Trust, the Bancroft Foundation, Michael and Ann Henkin, the Jim and Patty Rouse Foundation, the Rob and Elizabeth Tyler Foundation, and the Midshore Community Foundation.